So will you be running for president someday?
Number one in his graduating class.
Where do you go from here?
I'll be going to Yale.
And a bright future ahead for Noah Colleen.
Life is a competition in itself.
Colleen is ranked number one in his class, but he had to claim the title of valedictorian for himself.
Thank you very much. And it's an honor to be standing here today as your class valedictorian.
Did you get any backlash for doing that?
I actually did not get any backlash. I was talking with the principal right after whenever I was taking my photo. She said, great speech. Everyone say great speech now.
As the old adage goes, trust but verify. Colleen's transcript shows he's ranked number one in his class. But the graduation program shows he's at the top of the top 1%.
Like, wow, it's just such a crazy time now. What are your thoughts on all of this and what happened to you?
Mainly with Astoria Foothills High School and the whole Buckeye Union High School District, they do it where they don't necessarily say the name valedictorian or salutatorian, like the traditional style, like we see all the time. Instead, they replace it with the name highest distinction. With a class of 305 students, it's three students that make the top 1%. However, they never specifically say the name valedictorian, and instead they only bring up the highest distinction. You'll see if you come to the graduation, you get a pamphlet that says highest distinction, never once saying the valedictorian name at all. I just didn't see that as fair.
It's definitely questioned by a lot of people.
Meet Kaden Lipsky. Now that West Valley Families has brought awareness to this conflict.
It is a choice. It is a complete choice. And I chose to do it because I found out that I was number one.
We've heard from the top achieving students in both the Buckeye Union and Agua Fria Union high school districts.
I found out I was valedictorian my sophomore year. And then I was like, first of all, I didn't even know what a valedictorian was. I was like, what is this? And then I was like, oh, that's me.
Kaden Lipsky.
But it's not. Kaden's school district no longer recognizes valedictorian nor salutatorian status.
What are your feelings on this?
Well, I see this as the war of between excellence and mediocrity. Those of us who believe in excellence think that merit should be recognized, academic merit should be recognized, and we should have a valedictorian, salutatorian, and so on.
You just open yourself up to so many opportunities, and then you aren't honored for that at all. It's you and the four people below you, five people below you, the weird calculation, whatever. However many people are in the top 1%, they're also honored with you, but it's not you and how much you fought for yourself being number one.
The whole idea of a valedictorian is to firstly give students an invaluable way to be known by employers and schools, but also I think that we don't really talk about this a lot, but it gives students a person to look up to that are in the crowd. You know, you get so much credit for the person that is the best at basketball, the best at volleyball. You see that person all the time at school, but you don't see that person that's best at academics because usually they're hidden in the classroom, buried in books, just probably like the top three that I was with as well. But with those students, those freshmen that are in the crowds, watching those speeches is really valuable to them to understand who's has that highest distinction, because everyone can be highest distinction in something, but the name valedictorian allows people to look up to the highest distinction in a very niche and sometimes unpopular field like academics.
Board President Trey Terry of the Agua Fria High School District says its graduation policy began more than 15 years ago after a cheating scandal and not part of the current trend, such as in the Buckeye Union High School District, where the superintendent says the policy tries to be equitable and fair in deciding class rank.
So we want to make sure there's like that little balancing act of making sure that you're recognizing the academic excellence of our students, which we try to do, and I would contend we do more than most districts, public school districts in the Valley.
Agua Fria Union High School District places an ad in the West Valley View honoring the top students at each of its schools. We also found ads for Tolleson Union, and check this out. Here's the new valedictorian at Basis in Goodyear. Valor Prep, with the root word of val, the school doesn't honor a valedictorian. Now, to be fair, I did reach out to Dr. Beebe at the Buckeye Union High School District. He declined my offer for an on-camera interview, but he did explain in a response that he inherited the approach the district takes with its graduating senior and class rank.
Lumping people into categories isn't really the best practice because we do still have competition in the real world.
Kaden Jacob Lipsky.
He said I can wear my stole at graduation, so I'll be able to wear a little valedictorian one. So that's exciting.
We're thrilled to report that after our investigation, Kaden was allowed to wear his valedictorian stole.
In the story that we did, you said this was something worth fighting for. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I wasn't sure that much was going to come of this, especially because I knew that the district was so busy with everything. And I just didn't think it would actually become a big thing. But now it is. It's pretty big. And hopefully I was able to change something for the future classes in at my school and also in our district.
In Noah's district, he too wants to make change by not giving up or giving in.
We have the power to build massive cities and develop extraordinary advances, but we must never give in to the pressures that surround us and are placed to tell us to give in and give up.
There's been a tendency from the far left in this country to push away from that, to close down selective schools, to eliminate advanced placement courses, try to homogenize everything into one big mass of mediocrity. And I stand for excellence in the war against mediocrity. And I think we should recognize excellence, individual excellence. It's not really, it doesn't have anything to do with race, sexual orientation, or anything else. It has to do with the individual's academic excellence. And we should recognize that. And one of the forms of recognizing it is the valedictorian, the salutatorian.
Life is a competition in itself.
Full disclosure, my daughter also attended Estrella Foothills High School. And when the pandemic hit and doors were closed, we encouraged her to pursue educational interests outside the classroom. And just like Noah, she's competitive, and she made the most of her years when the doors were open.
Emma looks back at her time at Estrella Foothills, and she loved it. Loved the teachers, loved her experience. I'm just so grateful for everything that she was able to do there. How do you look back on your years in high school?
I think I share a lot of Emma's enthusiasm, really, because I love the teachers there. I really do. I think that we have some incredible teachers at Estrella. I think I worked very hard during those 4 years, which maybe limited myself on going to all the football games or going to all the activities that I really could have been going to. So I don't necessarily regret that because I got to where I wanted to be, but I think that my 4 years were really just about pushing myself and using the resources available, where they have a good eye for the students that want something in life, and they want that for the students as well within the school. So I've loved it. Love the classmates completely, and I am definitely going to miss some of the people there.
I really liked your speech in the part where you were talking about being a daring person, going out there and making things happen for yourself. You've really done that in your high school career too. Where do you go from here? Tell me about your plans, your future.
Yes. So I'll be going into Yale with ethics, politics, and economics as my desired major. And then after that, I want to go into law school, studying for constitutional law afterwards. So I'm super excited. I don't know if that will change at all. I'm hoping it's not because I've been kind of set on that, but I'm ready for it.
So will you be running for president someday?
My mom and everybody actually around me always jokes around that. They're like, we'll vote for you one day. But I think that a political career is definitely something I would want. I want something in law first, have that backing, have that funding first, and get those connections really, which are very important. And then, I don't know, when I'm 60 and just like every other politician wants to get out there, then sure. And I have extra money on my hands, might as well.
Wherever you go from here, continue to dream, achieve, and build like never before. So thank you and congratulations.
Well, it's been an honor talking with you. And I just wish you the best in everything you do. And I'll be watching those ballots, see if your name pops up in a few years.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And it's great talking to you, too.
Sure. You have a good one, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.